Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. As we wrap it up here, Bob's question is very important. This flu pandemic that's being proposed, President Bush stating that he may have to induce martial law to make this happen, and even the governor of Oklahoma said he could not force an evacuation without martial law. And I think what these are test cases to see the response of the American public, whether they can get away with this or not, William.
That's right. If you go right back to the five simple steps that I laid out, you can apply those steps against this kind of a concept. But understand that these model laws and uniform laws are coming out of this Uniform Law Commission that Gary Robinson spoke about on this broadcast so well. And what we're looking at is a continuation of the same uniformitarianism that began in the 20s with the logical positivist in Vienna. So it's just a continuation. It's another layer in this process. It ties right back into my comments about marketing. They're throwing out test balloons. They're seeing how people are going to respond and to react. And you can be certain that if they need to have a demonstration of a bird flu, they'll come up with something, blame it on a bird, and we'll have it.
Hello? We can stop this. I tell you, we stopped the smallpox vaccine. A group of us got nationwide on talk shows telling all the first responders, as doctors, nurses, police, and firemen, not to take it. 500,000 were required to take it, according to Bush. However, only 10% showed up. We can do the same thing with the avian flu. It's a big fluke.
Yes.
And people have got to realize it. Because this is Bush's last hurrah. If he can't get this, he's about done. He tried it by having mental evaluations. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Yes. It failed. He's tried other things that have failed. And he's been trying and trying. And it's always put on the back burner, but it don't work.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
Thank you very much. William, a little comment before
yes.
we take Fred. Let's go.
Yeah, just very briefly, again, in the same America Free Press, you'll see that there's the Bush cartel are basically stumbling around the White House like a bunch of dead men waiting for the coffin to come down. They're very well aware of his failings, and they know that his program is not being sold and received.
Let's see what Fred has to say real quickly. Fred, welcome.
Hi. How much time do I have, Chris?
We've got about a minute.
Okay. How about if a person has a philosophy that's right in tune with what your philosophy is, but doesn't have a theology? Is that acceptable to you? With you, do you think that's a workable?
You mean that if it aligns with my personal feelings, it would make very little difference, but does it align today? Absolutely. And if you have a system of belief, you know, William Penn set up the city of Philadelphia as a city of religious liberty. And that's what this nation is about. And what we don't need is a government that wants to shove something down our throats from above to below. What we do need are people like yourself who found something that they feel that it strikes your heartstrings, and you have the right to practice it.
Thank you, Fred. And
thank you.
William, thank you. Let's do this again. Let me give you a call quickly here, okay, Fred? I mean, William. I'll give you a call, William.
Okay, very well.
All right. That's it for today, listeners. Lots to do, people. Keep in mind, you've got to make your thoughts heard from your local and state legislators about what's going on. Good afternoon.